your pretty stockings. Son of delight, Santa Claus is coming.
Broadcasting to Southwest London every Sunday on C3 5 metres, 1287 kilohertz. This is County Radio.
Our house in the middle of our street. Our house. swim and everything was cool when we would have such a very good time, such a fine time.
Well, that's the scratch version of Madness and Our House. I noticed Radio 1 only got that this week. We've been playing it for 3 weeks here on County Radio.
Father wears his Sunday best.
And DLT, if you're listening, probably not, but if you are, that isn't the second record ever to be made in the scratch variety since Malcolm McLaren. Because I've got an old ABC one that was made 2 years ago.
In the middle of our street.
Nice try,
though. In the middle of our street.
11:58, which means 2 minutes before Dave Small.
2, 3, 5.
You've got it. Woo! You've got the music.
That's about it from me. Time for me to go, and I'll see you next week at 10 o'clock in the morning. Until then, have a very, very nice Christmas. Have lots of drink and lots of turkey and lots of Christmas food and don't do anything naughty. See you next week. Bye-bye.
Hey, sucker.
What the hell's got into you?
Hey, sucker.
Now there's nothing you can do.
Well, I haven't seen your face around town a while, so I greeted you with a knowing smile. When I saw that girl upon your arm, I knew she'd won your heart with a fatal charm. I said, soul boy, let's hit the tents, and hey boy, what's with the frown? But in return, all you could say was, hi, George, meet my fiancé.
Guns, guns, heaven's on fire, crazy ladies, keep them on the run. Wise guys, realize there's danger in emotional ties. See me, single and free, no fears, no tears, what I want to be.
On an HP bed, I tell you by the time you're 21. If you're happy with a nappy, then you're in for fun. But you're here, and you're there, and there's guys like you just everywhere. I'm looking back on the good old days. Well, this young gun says,
Orson Pace.
Young guns having some fun, crazy ladies keep them on the run. Guys, guys, realize there's danger in emotional time.
Wham, young guns go for it. And over in Studio 2 should be Dave. Hello, Dave.
Hello, can you hear me in Studio 2?
Oh, it does work.
Hello, I can only just hear you.
This piece of tubing we have with the two funnels at each end obviously works then.
Yeah, they've given me one of those funny microphones actually today. You know those Philips cassettes?
Oh, no.
Yeah, those little cheapies. They've given me one of those.
Well, the one I had is off an old CB. Every time you speak, you have to press the button.
Oh, dear me. What, and you lasted out like that for 2 hours?
Yeah, amazing.
Goodness gracious. What are you doing over Christmas, by the way?
Eating? Yeah. Drinking?
Oh.
Probably not driving.
What about a bit of that?
Oh, a bit of that.
Yeah.
Programs.
Yeah, we're not sure what you're doing on County yet. Are you here Christmas Day?
I should think so.
Saturday. And
you
then
never know your luck.
I don't even know how long we're going on for, do you?
No.
Until
no.
The transmitter breaks down.
No, I haven't got my contract yet.
It's all voluntary around here, you know.
Oh, is it good?
Yes, we don't get paid.
In that case, I'll be going. Bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you very much, Mark. This is Dave Small here in Studio 1, really, because we don't have two studios, but we thought we'd try and fool you, right?
We tricked them, didn't we, Dave?
We tricked them, we did. It was crazy, didn't we?
that record. Really nice. That was, I'm not sure if that one was the late 60s or the early 70s. I should know, really, because I'm a bit of an expert on the late 60s, you know. Creedence Clearwater Revival. They had one out once called Hey Tonight. Do you remember that? And also Up Around the Bend. Have You Ever Seen the Rain? And they also had another one out, actually, which Alan Price did. Was it I Put a Spell on You? I think that was on one of their albums, but a good group, Creedence Clearwater. And, of course, that one there entitled Bad Moon Rising. Well, I'm Dave Small. If you were listening to Mark Ellis about an hour ago, he expressly apologised about playing this record. But it is number one, by a long chalk. And you have that on good authority. Here we go.
Savior, my darling, Savior.
He sounds a bit like Michael Knight, doesn't he, this one?
Get
round here on the double.
Oh,
afternoon, Michael.
A serenade I long to sing you. The reddest rose I always bring you. Save your love for Roma and for me.
Darling, I will love you endlessly. Even though you're far away from me.
Great sitting in a radio studio where everything's in stereo. Lovely. That's Rennie and Renato. Save Your Kisses. Yes, Save Your Kisses. Lovely. And as I said last week, not many people know that that was Peters and Lee. Do you remember those two? Yeah, the big fat man. Do you remember? Good voice. And also the other one, the lady who looks a bit like Pamela Stevenson, but the legs aren't quite so good, yeah? Peters and Lee, in disguise. Rennie and Renato. County Radio for a Sunday afternoon, 8 minutes past 12 o'clock the time. I'm Dave Small, and we're going to go back a bit. Do you remember this one?
Funk, where rhythm is life, and life is rhythm, man.
Thank you.
Here, the tropically sensuous beat makes you want to do things most self-respecting people could be arrested for. It's not uncommon to find yourself throwing caution to the wind and yourself to the floor. The heat and excitement is somewhat reminiscent of a Calcutta sauna. Here today, groove away. Feel the beat, it's so neat. Hit the town and party down. Where it's at, laid back. What's going on, brother?
Not a hell of a whole lot.
Love one another. One nation under a groove.
Under what?
This is some of the lingua franca of the funk business. And people come from miles around with an almost religious devotion to get on down.
Don't be so mad, it's what
Funk has become an industry, and one thing's for sure, this industry is full of funk. So as they say here, everybody say whoa. I said whoa. Thank you. Walk long, proud and tall, cause the writing's off the wall. Shake your booty, do it all, have yourself a good time. Two, three, four, get your woman on the floor. You've got to get up to get down, so really go to town. Don't stop till you get enough, want to rock with you and shake your stuff. Boogie nights where it's all right, ring my bell, it's out of sight. Vernacular, let's get serious. After just 30 seconds, it's hard to imagine how to survive without the rope lights, the tight trousers, the tinsel and the glitter that is Saturday Night Fever. Here, excitement comes in a 12-inch disc. Getting the funk out of your face is socially acceptable.
Get the funk out of my face. Get the funk out of my face.
So there you have it. A society within a society, a world within a world, where words are the music of life, and life is the music of words, and where the southern freeze is not a cold day in Bournemouth. This is a place where good roots don't grow on trees. Love it, hate it, but you can't ignore it. Here, good is bad, and bad is about as good as you can...
And good is bad, and bad is good. That's the sound of the Invasions, of course. That was on Groove Records. Came out about a year back. Pretty nice record, eh? And good. And that was entitled Wickers Rap the Invasions. Last week, Mark Ellis ran a competition, and he asked you to guess how many words you could get out of the name Supertramp. And I've got a postcard in front of me. I know Mark's already read this one out. This came from Michelle Reed of Mayfield Road in Balham. But she's actually put down here 125 words, words that you get out, can get out of the group's name Supertramp. You've got Super, Tramp, Ramp, Ram, Super, Tap, Air, Mat, Pat, Meet, Pet, Set. And loads more. I think that was pretty good, actually. Right, I've got to say hi now to Jerry James and everybody working at Dunlop. That's on the Purley Way. So everybody that's working at Dunlop down there, I know you've got a tremendous job to do, haven't you? Because I was down there a little bit earlier on. The whole place caught fire on Friday night, and all the offices have been gutted out. And Jerry, along with his mates, are down there. Hope the manager's not listening. On treble time, I think. Plenty of money. What a shame. God. Probably get him working right over in Guildford if there's a Dunlop's over there. Have this record on me, fellas. It's the Piranhas. And it's Tom Hark on County Radio. Boy, had a day. I didn't know when, but I knew it would rain. I didn't want it to, but it did it again. Oh, what a shame. I hear you cry. Oh, my, oh, my. Oh dear!
You have to live, or else you die. You have to love. or else you cry.
The Piranhas, of course, they got a record, I believe, in the top 40 right now, haven't they? Might have just gone out, but that was one that came out a year, maybe 2 years ago. The Piranhas and one called Tom Hark. And I said, actually, when I was playing that one a year ago, that my granddad heard that. Yes, he did. And he said, I remember that one. It came out about 25 years ago. Oh, yeah, it was the days of the brass band. It was. He didn't actually talk like that, but you get the idea, don't you? Yes. Today, 17 over 12 the time, young Small on the radio, ego tripping as ever. And what an ego tripper I am today. In fact, I'm doing Jerry James' show this afternoon, so I should be here till 4 o'clock. Still, I've had a word with the management, and he's quite happy with me, because, you see, I do, with Jerry James, I do the majority of all the humping around on this station, you know, ho, 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 yes, I do all the humping around, you see, so I have a four-hour show, that's the way it goes. I know a radio station, actually, that if they could employ dogs to do a radio show, they would, as long as they did a bit of humping around, you see. But we employ people on this radio station. 18 now past 12, it was 17 just now. We haven't got a phone number today, by the way, because Maggie's doing things to the Christmas tree. But you can write to us. It's County Radio number 49, the High Street, Wimbledon Common, SW19.
It's all a game. Should've never.
probably my favourite record ever from Orchestral Manoeuvres in the Dark, and that was called Enola Gay. 21 minutes now past 12 o'clock. You're listening to the smallest transmitter in the universe. That's County Radio, and I'm Dave Small. Hello, very good afternoon to you. As I said before the record started, no phone line today, so if you're thinking of ringing up for a dedication, you cannot do that, but what you can do is write to us at our mailing address, which is County Radio 49 at the High Street, Wimbledon Common, SW19, and if we get your letters in before Christmas Day, we shall indeed give you a mention on Christmas Day, or indeed the day after that, or the day after that, or the day after that, because we could be on a long time over Christmas. Not too sure yet. As ever, disorganized us, County Radio. Here's Gary's gang right now. Knock me out, the title. Thank you very much.
Record riding high in the county countdown. That's Gary's gang, of course, and one by the title of Knock Me Out. Don't forget, we got the county countdown coming up this afternoon at 3 o'clock. Should be good for a laugh. Give me your ears, because I've never actually done the countdown before. I normally leave it up to Jerry James, because he's on the wireless then, and I've never done it before, so no, I've never done a sort of any kind of countdown before, so it should be good fun. Yeah, the joke will be on me. 25 minutes over 12 o'clock the time in the afternoon. It's County Radio. Here's Quincy Jones.
I hold you, I touch you, in a making vibe. I wink, I think you, I drink you. I'm being sent to you on a dream. You see, girl, that's what I go through every day. Is this the way it should be? Pinch me, I'm dreaming. But if it is, don't let me know. I'm drowning, don't save me. It's just the way I like to go.
That's where I am. You send me there.
Corita, no A1 Corita, I know Corita, no Corita One Eye. That was Quincy Jones' record that came out there about a couple of years ago. 29 minutes now past 12 o'clock in the afternoon. A very good Christmas week to you if you have just joined our way. I'm Dave Small here till around 4 o'clock this afternoon. Between 4 and 6 tonight, Nostalgic Sounds with Jeff Austin. He'll be telling you just about everybody's birthday, whoever lived. He's on the air between 4 and 6. And rounding up transmissions for this particular Sunday, as every Sunday tonight between 6 and 8, it's the man who's always on the ball, Steve Davis. And he's got the boogie and the soul. Once again, on the radio tonight between 6 and 8.
This is County Radio.
It most certainly is. And what we're going to do now is go way back in time again. The year was 1965. Didn't sound very good, did it? Let's put the record back again. We apologise about that. Let's try this again, because I shouldn't have done that. You see, I'm playing it off one of these albums, and every now and again a track decides to jump off of one of these things. It's one of these Motown magical What's It albums. Let's try it again, see if it jumps again. Here we go. Jump. Yes. Ah, dearie me, another one for the dustbin.
All you do is treat me bad, break my heart and leave me sad.
It's got a bit of a pork ball on it or something.
What did I do wrong to make you stay away so long? Cause baby love, my baby love, been messing up, miskissing you. Instead of breaking up,
right, there you go. I said 1965 actually before that one started, but in actual fact it was 1964. Dinah Ross with the Supremes, and that was entitled Baby Love. Yes, we have... Hello. Thank you very much for telling me. We have somebody on the telephone, do we? Is it one of my fans? It is. I'll be down in a jiff. Just ahead of that, what I was going to say is we played that last one, you see, of course. It was one of those magical Motown-type songs off a Tamla Motown album. And I tend to find this album about every month. I pull it out of my collection. And I know there's quite a few tracks from the album that jump all over the place. And what I should do, you see, but I'm so lazy, what I should do really is write on it the tracks that jump so I don't play them again. But I always forget. And that takes us on to something else. Have you been watching the series on BBC One called Shogun? I think it's Shogun, isn't it? All about those Japanese people who run around all over the place and a big ship, and they got marooned on this Japanese island, was it? Also, I've had to put up with that program for about the last 5 weeks, you see, but unfortunately, or maybe fortunately for me, the last series was last night. Leads us on very nicely to this one, which is Susie and the Banshees. And this one's the Hong Kong Garden. Right, I've got to nip down to the telephone now. There's somebody on the phone. In the Banshees. That was called Hong Kong Garden. Yes, it was. Okay, right. Quick glance at the old studio clock reveals 24 minutes now before 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Still raining outside, in case you hadn't noticed. And I was just, funny enough, having a natter on the telephone during that record to Steve Davis, the one I mentioned who's on the wireless tonight between 6 and 8. And he wanted me to let, well, not to let you know, but he wanted to let me know that he's going to be a trifle late to the studio today, because what he does, he normally compiles our county countdown, you see, which comes up at 3 o'clock. So fingers crossed, and he will be here before 3 o'clock. And indeed, we can do the county countdown, of course, the top 10 best-selling records to South London. That's really what it's all about, isn't it? Lovely. Right, here's that musical youth.
Go back to the Apple Bay.
The Apple Bay, I know. Yes, one of Mark Ellis's favourite all-time tunes. This, he'll be playing this one as a Revive 45 in 25 years' time, rocking in his rocking chair. No doubt telling his grandchildren of what once used to be on 235.
Don't blame you.
Don't blame you.
Don't take us for fools.
Don't blame you.
You know that it's true.
Don't blame you.
So don't blame the you.
Don't blame
you. The youth of today has got lots to say. Because we're living today, so don't blame the youth. What do you say?
My mother went to town to buy a little bike. I went chasing depression, and it looked like I'm in charge.
What did he say?
What did he say?
I went downtown, big up by a set of drums. But when me see the price, me a bit tumble down. That is your judgment time.
Hey, hey, hey.
That is your judgment time.
Do it right.
The youths of today, the youths of today, we under heavy, heavy manager. We under heavy, heavy manager.
What did he say?
What did he say?
Cause we're living today, so don't blame the youth.
Don't blame the youth.
You know that it's true.
Don't blame the youth.
So don't blame the youth.
My mother went to town and she had a little wife. I went to see the passion. You were gone like that. It's your judgment time. Don't blame the youth.
Don't blame the youth.
Don't blame the youth.
As I say, one of Mark Ellis's favourite tunes going around this present time. That's Musical Youth, one by the title. What was it called? It's one of these records you...